Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert, to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" Gospel of the Lord. Caiaphas says, rightly, "One man died so that the whole people may be saved." Yes, Jesus died for all, not for the Jews, but for all of us. He sacrificed himself on the cross. It's unbelievable, this pain, so much, to show that Jesus loved each one of us so much. He sacrificed his life for us. And many times it takes so much time to tell him that we love you. Jesus, help us to trust in you. Jesus, help us to do well every moment, even during the time of pain, suffering. Know that we are sharing part of your suffering. You want us to share for the salvation of the world. We are the body of Christ. Many times we forgot about this. We're just yearning for healing, but forgetting, even in the pain, we can share your pain for the salvation of the world. Jesus, we trust in you.